And this is the start of a new day on BBC Radio 4. Good morning. It's 5:20 on Friday, the 13th of December, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Chris Kouzaris. Thomas Schaffernacker will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute. And then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, Farming Today, we'll be visiting a traditional farmer's market where customers can learn how to cook the food that's on offer from the stalls. That's at 6:15. But first, on Monday, Bill Bailey returns and he's not alone.
An imaginary friend from childhood.
Miss, where do babies come from?
Henniges, be quiet.
Causes issues in grown-up life.
I'm not seeing anyone and I don't hear voices and I don't talk to people who aren't there.
Except for me.
If you say so, Guy.
Bill Bailey stars in the new series of Henike.
I think you like her and she likes you, and so you should tell her that you like her and she can tell you that she likes you, and then you can both like each other.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Go on, Guy, ask her.
Stacia?
Yes?
I was just wondering...
What?
Starts on Monday at 2:15.
And now here's Thomas.
Alan, thank you. Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 13th of December 2024. The general synopsis at midnight, low Fitzroy 1016, slow moving, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwest 4 to 6, veering northwest 5 or 6 later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. North Fitzroy, south at Sirrah, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 5 or 6 later, occasional rain, then showers later, moderate, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South east 2 to 4, at first in Tyne and Dogger, otherwise southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 or 6 later, occasional rain or drizzle, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Fisher, south or southwest 3 to 5, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later, occasional drizzle, then rain later, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber, Thames. Southeast veering southwest 2 to 4, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later, occasional drizzle, then rain later, moderate or good. Dover White, east or southeast becoming variable 2 to 4, showers later, moderate or good. Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, moderate or good. Biscay, Fitzroy, east or southeast 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later in Biscay, thundery showers, good, occasionally moderate. Sol, east or northeast backing north later 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Variable at first in Irish Sea, otherwise east or northeast 2 to 4, backing northwest 4 or 5, then occasionally 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 at first, except in northwest Rockall, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. West or southwest, veering northwest, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers. Wintry in Bailey and Faroes. Good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly, veering northerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6. Becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5 later. Wintry showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good. Occasionally poor at first. And the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tyree Automatic, south by west 3, 7 miles, 1027, falling more slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 3, 22 miles, 1025, now rising. Lowick, southwest 5, 8 miles, 1023, falling. Lucas, north-northwest 1, missed. 2 miles, 1028, falling. Bridlington, Northeast 2, 1028, falling slowly. Sandettel Light Vessel Automatic. East-southeast 4, 1 mile, 1028. Jersey, east-northeast 2, missed, 4 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East-northeast 4, 1025. Scilly Automatic. East-northeast 4, 9 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valentia, east by north 2, slight drizzle, 27 miles, 1027, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, southeast by east 1, drizzle, 1 mile, 1028, falling slowly. Malinhead, south by east 2, 9 miles, 1028, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, pressure will remain high across the United Kingdom during the next day or two, bringing settled conditions to much of England and Wales, although patchy drizzle will continue to affect some coastlines. A cold front will move southeastwards across Scotland and Northern Ireland during Friday, bringing an interval of rain to those areas. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 in north, then veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6. Occasional rain, then showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 3 or less at first in south, otherwise southwesterly 3 to 5, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Rain for a time in north. Good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 4, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain for a time later. Visibility moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. East or southeast, veering southwest 2 to 3, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain later, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly 2 to 4, veering westerly 4 or 5 later. Occasional drizzle at first, then rain later, moderate or good. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or less, then westerly 3 or 4 later, mainly fair, moderate or good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 or less, then northwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4, then north or northwest 3 to 5 later. Fair, then rain or showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 or 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle or showers, moderate or good. Occasionally poor at first in east. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Drizzle at times, then showers later. Moderate or good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. East or southeast 2 to 4, veering northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, then showers later. Moderate or good. Occasionally poor at first in south. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming west or northwest 3 or 4, then increasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Lough Foyle to Cullingford Loch, variable 2 to 4, becoming west 3 to 5, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain, then showers later, moderate or good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain, then showers later. Moderate or good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southwest 3 or 4, veering northwest 4 to 6. Occasional drizzle, then rain, showers later. Moderate or good, becoming poor for a time. Ardnamurchan points to Cape Wrath, southwesterly, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in south, rain for a time at first, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, southwest veering 4 to 6, then veering northwest 5 or 6 later, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Alan.
Thank you, Thomas. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 13th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. A Chinese businessman with links to Prince Andrew has lost his appeal against a decision to bar him from the UK on the grounds of national security. Police chiefs say jobs could be at risk if they don't get the funding to cover higher staff costs. In business, the National Audit Office says electric vehicle charging points need to be installed more equally across England. And in sport, Tottenham came from behind to hold Rangers to a draw in the Europa League at Ibrox. A Chinese businessman has described as a close confidant of Prince Andrew has lost his appeal against the decision to bar him from entering the UK on national security grounds. The Home Office told a special immigration hearing that the man, known only as H6, had been involved in covert and deceptive activity on behalf of the Chinese Communist Party. Our reporter Graham Satchell has been following the story.
This is a man who came to the UK as a student from China, worked at university and then set up a couple of businesses and then started forming what is described as a close relationship with Prince Andrew. He was banned from the UK in March last year because the Home Secretary at the time was worried that he was a threat to national security. He appealed that ban. A series of judges considered that appeal and rejected it. And what we've got now is the full judgment of why he has not been allowed back into the UK.
Buckingham Palace has said it does not act for the Duke of York, who is a non-working member of the royal family. Nearly a quarter of police forces in England and Wales have asked the Home Secretary to guarantee that extra staff costs imposed in the last year's budget will be fully covered when their funding is announced early next week. Some are facing financial deficits of £10 million or more. The Home Secretary has promised the money available will fully compensate forces, but chief constables continue to have long-term funding concerns. The worst-funded police force in the country by head of population is Lincolnshire. Its chief constable, Paul Gibson, says without extra money, you will have to lose staff.
I would need to be taking somewhere between 400, maybe more than 400, police officers and police staff out of the organisation. At what point does a police force lose its viability? But the bottom line is we can't police on a shoestring. We have to be afforded a reasonable level of resourcing to enable us to do our job.
The new Secretary-General of NATO, Mark Rutte, has said that European nations